So we will try to do our best, but we are in the hands of the airlines somehow. So the number of flights will be in our webpage, and all the possibilities of airlines going to Brazil will be also displayed. We have already done this research, but we still have to publicize it. Regarding accommodation, I have just been in Durban, talking with the not only to the Secretariat of UNFCCC, but also to the South African government. They had problems regarding rooms also there. I've been to COP15 also. It was a huge event also in Denmark in 2009. We also had problems with accommodation because of the number of participants that went to these two cities. And we are getting from them, from the Danish government and South African government, information. So how can we use it in Rio also? From the start, for instance, for the South African government, they said they had some camping areas for the youth people, that some youth that were interested in using these camps. So they had what they call the refugee camps. I believe it was the name they gave it. But it was a good solution for in the case of Durban, which could not accommodate all the participants in COP17. But regarding this, we are still discussing with the city of Rio de Janeiro how can we use different solutions for all those that are not able to find a hotel room. I suggest you also to go for hostels and other types of accommodations and apart hotels that we are not using. So when I say 26,000 rooms, where I mean basically talking about hotels. So there are other opportunities of accommodations in Rio de Janeiro, and we are trying to organize it also in the offer we are going to have in the near future. Regarding ministerial and presidential meeting, I believe you from a colleague from Chile is talking about the high level segment, and it's going to be in Rio Centro mostly. We are going to have some site functions. We are still discussing it, like a gala event, the opening cocktail or something. Maybe we are going to have a official dinner or something outside this premise. But the idea is that to have all the meetings in Rio Centro, in case of the high-level segment. Regarding the transportation, we are going to have very good communication between this area. The idea is to have not only the transportation provided by the city itself, which is very good downtown, and downtown and Copacabana and Ipanema, but we have special buses to Rio Centro and among these areas. Regarding sustainability, I would like to join these two questions, because we have some worries about the sustainability as well as the possibility of participating in all these events because of the distances. When I said that Flamengo Park was the first moment we started to work. So that's why we decided that the civil society, the major groups, could have an area next to Rio Centro. That's why we are working in this sense. But at the same time, some nostalgic representatives from major groups have been asking us also to be in the Flamengo Park at the same time. So we decided to do so, and using also the port area, and we know about the distance. But there's three things that we are deeply concerned about in this conference. We are working quite strongly. First is connectivity, and it comes also for the transportation. So physically, you are in Flamengo Park, you want to move to Rio Centro or back to your hotel, there will be strong lines of buses and connections with the subway when it's the case. So we are working not only for the delegations, but the participants in general. And the connectivity goes also for the fact that we are working a lot of ICT that we did not have in 1992, and there has been lots of evolution in this area. So we are going to have a conference that you can follow wherever you are, using the webcast, internet, etc. And if you are in Flamengo Park, if you are outside in, let's say, in Barra Arena, you can follow what's going on in the other areas. So we are going to have the rooms where people that want to, not to miss, but don't want to leave where they are, they can follow the discussions that are going on in Rio Centro, in Flamengo, or in the port area without moving. We are going to have this connectivity also. The second thing is the sustainability, of course, because it's a conference of sustainable development. It will make no sense that we will not take care of it. This is something that's going on also in the host country agreement. It's part of our discussions with the UN. And we have a team now already working with that. For instance, regarding GHG emissions related to the conference, we have a team that will be able to first to diagnose all these areas. We're not talking about the city, but the official venues. After that, they are going to propose some mitigation action and some action that will prevent the unnecessary emissions of GHG gases. And also, they are going to make the final inventory and the compensation from all these emissions. We are working also with the waste and generation and waste final disposal, as well as with energy and the use of waters in, during the conference in these venues. And finally, the third thing that we are working quite strongly also is regarding accessibility for those that have special needs, some vision impaired and the others. We are going to work quite strongly in this conference to allow a full participation. Regarding side events, we are going to have areas inside the Rio Centro. It's something that is must be requested to the UN, as well as finally to the other areas. We are going to have side event areas in the other 9 venues we are going to have. So this will come to us, the Brazilian government, to request it. So if there's something else missing regarding the question that has been made here, I'll be able to answer to you in a personal way. And regarding the 4 days, I give the floor to my colleague from Brazil who is dealing with that. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. The aim of this special days, these 4 days between the PrepCom and the high-level segment, is exactly to foster the participation of civil society. So the issues, the themes that we have selected for the moment to these 8 round tables that will take place probably at Rio Centro during these 4 days are poverty eradication and food and nutritional security, energy, water, the economics of sustainability, which includes sustainable consumption and production patterns, innovation for sustainable development, sustainable cities, which include building, water, sanitation, waste management, transportation. The 7th is decent work and migration. And the last one is oceans. So I would like just to add that the role of civil society will be very important in these events. We are planning them to be assisted by 18,000 people, each one of these round tables. At the end of these round tables, there will be a report that will be handed out to the heads of states during the conference, during the high-level segment. And we would like to ask your support, the support of civil society, to help us to bring as many as possible heads of states and government. We will depend very much on the mobilization of civil society to help us to have a high-level conference. Thank you very much.
Thank Thank you. That brings us to the end of this side event, and I want to thank the government of Brazil for this briefing. Of course, I would encourage all of you to visit our website. You'll have lots of